feels like now is a great time to ensure that any kind of curriculum in Washington State dealing with the Holocaust is as effective as humanly possible, given the amount of anti-Semitism and, frankly, just ignorance around Jewish history and history around the Middle East and Israel is embarrassing. So hopefully we'll be able to do something now that Senator John Braun is getting involved. He's pushing through in this next legislative session a bill that would make the curriculum K through 12 around the Holocaust more effective. He joins me now. Senator, welcome back to the show.
Well, thanks for having me, Jason.
I have to assume in at least in large part, perhaps you're already thinking about doing something like this, but seeing just the disgusting displays on streets in Washington State, and frankly, around the country, probably pushed you in this direction of really strengthening the curriculum.
Absolutely. You know, as you think about the horrific events in Israel, the attack on innocent civilians in Israel only a few weeks ago, and then on top of that, the response, particularly in our institution of higher education, but throughout our education system, it's stunning. Both folks willing to try to put in context these horrific evil acts, and their lack of understanding of the history of the Jewish state, of the history of the region, of the efforts made to bring peace to the region, and the absolute unwillingness to try to solve this in a peaceful path, and instead take a extraordinarily violent response, and it's staggering to me to see the amount that folks here in the U.S., here in our state, don't understand about the region and what goes into the current situation.
What do you think is the weakness of the current curriculum, and how would you go about strengthening it?
Well, I think the weakness is we just simply don't have. There is very, when you actually look at what we're doing to instruct our children and our young adults in the history of the region, it's unless it's driven by an individual, it simply doesn't exist. So I don't think in terms of increasing our understanding of the area is difficult. It's just not being done at all.
Well, it's not being done consistently, right? Isn't that really what it is? I mean, obviously some schools are covering it, but it's not being done the same way, or at least they're not putting the same amount of attention to that as they are, for example, Native American history in Washington.
Yeah, that's better said, frankly, is we aren't getting a consistent level of education in this area to our children as part of a history curriculum. We're just not. And I'm sure there's good, there's schools out there or parents who are doing a good job, but it's obviously not working in terms of folks really understanding the challenges, both, from in the region, the understanding of the horrific, the Holocaust. I mean, if you have to talk to young folks these days, they don't understand that. They don't get it. And it's horrific that we, and disappointing that we haven't helped folks understand, because we now know with all too much clarity that sort of thing can happen again if we're not paying attention, if we're not telling our children what happened before.
But here's a concern I have about this. I know that there's a ton of anti-Semitism happening in schools where you've got radical educators who view Israel as the oppressor, and that's how they frame their conversations around Israel. There was a story I did a couple years ago. There was a fifth grade lesson plan that was posted to the superintendent's website, and it was for Native Americans how they were treated by European settlers, and it was making references to the treatment of Palestinians by the state of Israel. And it was calling out the quote unquote Israeli dominance. They said Palestinians lost their quote unquote sacred homelands. I mean, this was a pretty anti-Semitic lesson plan that with some kudos to Chris Reichtel, he removed it once he found out about it. But do you have any concerns that educators are going to use this as an opportunity to forward more anti-Israel rhetoric?
I think we have to be concerned about that. I think, but I don't think you can sit still and hope the problem fixes itself. So I think you have to do it in a way that's pretty clear that it has to, it can't be, distorted into a propaganda for the one side or the other. They need to teach the facts about history. The facts are pretty clear. So is there a risk that there's a teacher out there that that has very, strong personal feelings that would try to distort the curriculum? Yeah, of course, there's always that risk with this topic or many others. But you can't not push forward and make sure that we're doing our best. And even if our best is not perfect, it's certainly better than what we're doing right now.
You do have some radicals serving on the Democrat side in Olympia. Do you think that this would get the support it would need to pass? Would it even get a committee hearing?
Well, I don't know. I'd like to think so. I'd like to think that they would be committed to teaching the facts about history. And more importantly, when you look at it, see, this is one of the frustrating things about the occurrences of the last month is we have these horrific things happening in Israel and instead of just calling them what they are, which is evil, which you're just calling them the facts, we have people wanting to put things in context. And it's very discouraging. If I stood up and said, hey, let's talk about, January 6th, but I want to put everything in context, I would get run over, rightly so. I was very clear about the unacceptability. It's unacceptable to have political violence on January 6th. It's unacceptable. And this is levels of magnitude worse in Israel. Yeah. And that should be levels of magnitude worse in terms of being unacceptable. And yet we have folks on the far left trying to say, well, let's think about it in context. It's just wrong. What happened was evil, was bad. And we can't put that in context.
Well, in context, it's bad. I know what they mean, which is they're going to try to justify. That's what when they say they want to put it in context, that what they mean is they want to justify the terrorist attack against Jews. That is, of course, disgusting and disturbing. But the context, just historically speaking, here's some context. There was a ceasefire on October 6th, and it was broken on October 7th by Hamas terrorists. That's the context.
Right. Yeah. I think you're exactly right. Is we have to just stop trying to provide cover for this. We have to call it what it is, and we have to deal with it honestly, and it's going to be hard.
Mm-hmm.
And we have years of indoctrination, particularly, I think more so in higher ed than in K-12, at least I hope so, that we have to undo. There's good news here. The good news is the facts are on our side. If we want to just talk about facts, about what's actually happening in Israel over the last many decades, the facts show that there has been legitimate efforts to achieve peace, to treat folks with dignity, and they've been met with violence, as we saw in the last month. Yeah. Those are the facts. So we can't ignore those and expect we're going to somehow solve the problem. We have to get to a point where we don't have any acceptance for the violence, for the what I would call evil acts in Israel, and expect that we're going to somehow get to peace. Their goal, the goals that are talked about, are not about achieving peace. They're about running. They're about ending the Israeli state, and that shouldn't be an acceptable outcome.
I certainly hope that we can move this forward. I hope that people will understand the importance at this point in our history, but we'll see. I'd love to find the names of the Democrats who would get in the way of legislation like this that is pretty basic and pretty reasonable. State Senator John Braun, Senate Minority Leader, thank you so much for stopping by. I really appreciate it.
Thanks for having me on, Jason.
Absolutely.